Clear 101.7. Good afternoon. It's Doug Donahoe and Brandi Carlile, everybody. Hi, Brandi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great now. You're here.
It's good to be here.
You're like a ray of sunshine.
Thank you.
Is that too saccharine-like?
No, I don't think so. I like it.
Hey, you had a good time last night. You played night number one at the Tower, blew people away, and you still have a voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a voice. I had a great time last night. I can't wait to play tonight.
Yeah, last night. And we were just talking off mic here about the fact that, you know, when you get out there on stage and you do your thing, you have this power to where people just kind of are drawn in and they're, you can hear a pin drop. And that enables you to do those magical moments like Dying Day, totally micless.
Well, there's a combination of things that happens on tour, you know. It's like you go into a rock club and you just slowly start eradicating the ballads from your set list because you know that people won't listen to them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you play a Johnny Cash song and you're doing the rock and roll stuff, it's a blast because they're going nuts. Or you get to a theater where you feel really uncomfortable, you know, with the electric guitar and slamming out these rock tunes. But when you're playing a ballad, you get to hear a pin drop. An audience like that, like last night, is the absolute perfect combination of both, and yeah. It was the kind of show that I live to play.
Well, and you guys, you were a bar band for years. Didn't I hear you say that you went around and you guys would play and play and play, and you'd play all night? I get that vibe that if you could play as long as you could do it, you would do it.
I mean, I spent so many years doing, you know, 4-hour nights, like 45 minutes, 15 minute set, 45 minutes, 15 minute set. And by the end of the night, you're just replaying the songs you played in the beginning of the night and trying to do covers that you only know one verse and chorus to. And, you know, there's a spirit in that, a free musical spirit that I try to carry over into our shows now, even though they're a little bit more organized.
Yeah. Well, last night rocked. And for those of you who get to go tonight, you're in for a treat. We're going to be talking about what to expect to hear. But our focus today is, last time you were here, you brought the band, we did a live set, and this time we thought, well, you know, let's just play some music. And this time I suggested you put together your set list, play some of the songs that you like, and it's very diverse, like Clear 101.7.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about the first song that we're going to play is a guy that we saw last year with you.
Gregory.
Yeah. Tell a little bit about him.
Well, he's from Boulder, Colorado, but he grew up in South Africa. And then he spent years backpacking around the Middle East and eventually settled into a dude ranch as an employee and started writing records in a barn by himself with a beat-up old guitar somebody gave him. Hmm. And I know that sounds like a cliche mountain man, you know, singer-songwriter story, but it really is true for him, and he's one of my favorite songwriters of all time and obviously my favorite new songwriter.
And this song is called The Moon Song. The guy's name, Gregory Allen Isakov, and you're on this track.
Yeah, singing. You know, he came out to my house. He booked himself a few gigs to get from Colorado to Seattle so that he could make it there with gas money.
Mm-hmm.
And played a couple of mountain towns and showed up in my house and recorded a lot of this record in my barn.
Oh, nice. Well, listen to this. It's Brandi's pick right here. It's Gregory Allen Isakov and The Moon Song on Clear 101.7.
Burn red, you're hotter than hell, and I've been long gone, couldn't you tell? And the smoke in the air couldn't hide my shame, so I lit up on that silver screen. Thank you. dragon to the birds were born and offered. Left myself nothing, nothing that I hope to see.
That's good to the last note, isn't it? Gregory Alan Isakov in the Moon Song. It's Brandy's pick. Brandy Carlisle joining us here on Clear 101.7. And a lot of people remember Gregory because he opened up for Brandy last time she was here in Bend at the Tower Theater. And she's here for two nights.